I remember a time when I struggled to connect with others. It was as if there was an invisible barrier that kept me from truly reaching people. I attended social gatherings, engaged in conversations, and even shared moments of laughter. But there was always this nagging feeling that I was missing something, a deeper connection, a genuine bond. Have you ever felt that way? Like you were part of the crowd, but still standing alone? For years, I grappled with this emptiness, unsure of what I was doing wrong. I read countless self-help books, tried various techniques, and even mimicked those who seemed naturally charismatic. Yet nothing seemed to stick. I was desperate for a breakthrough. It wasn't until one late night, feeling particularly disheartened, that I stumbled upon the teachings of the Stoics. I remember reading a passage from Seneca that struck me like a lightning bolt. It wasn't just the words themselves, but the profound simplicity and practicality behind them. These ancient philosophers weren't just about enduring life's hardships. They were about understanding human nature and cultivating virtue in everyday interactions. As I delved deeper into the works of Marcus Aurelius, Epictetus, and Seneca, I began to see a shift. Their wisdom spoke to me in ways that were both profound and practical, guiding me towards a more fulfilling way of interacting with those around me. I learned to be present, to listen with empathy, to express genuine gratitude, to embrace authenticity, and to empower others. Slowly but surely, I started to feel a change, not just within myself, but in how others responded to me. The moments that were once awkward and shallow transformed into meaningful exchanges. People started to open up to me more, and I found myself forming connections that were deeper and more genuine than I had ever experienced before. It was as if the barriers had finally come down, and I was able to see and be seen. These teachings didn't just change the way I interacted with others, they changed the way I lived my life. I realized that the principles of Stoicism were not just about personal resilience, but about creating a space where everyone could feel valued and understood. Let us explore these principles together. These are not just abstract concepts. They are practical tools that have transformed my relationships and can do the same for you. Whether it's with friends, family, colleagues, or even strangers, these five secrets can help you create an environment where everyone feels incredible. So, let's dive in and discover how we can bring out the best in those around us, one interaction at a time. 1. Practice genuine presence. One of the most profound ways to make people feel incredible around you is to practice genuine presence. I'll be honest, there was a time when I was addicted to my phone. Every ping, every notification felt urgent. I'd be at dinner with friends, and instead of engaging in meaningful conversations, I'd be scrolling through social media or checking emails. I justified it as multitasking, but in reality, I was avoiding real connection. If I'm being raw and honest, it was because I was afraid of vulnerability. I was scared to fully engage, to be present, because it meant opening myself up to others in a way that felt risky. One night I was out with my best friend, someone I've known for years. We were at our favorite bar, a place filled with memories. As he started sharing something deeply personal, I instinctively reached for my phone. He paused, looked at me and said, "Do you even care?" That hit me hard. Here was someone pouring out his heart, and I was too distracted to be there for him. That moment was a wake-up call. Seneca's wisdom echoed in my mind. I realized that if I wanted meaningful connections, I needed to be fully present. So, I made a commitment. The next time we met, I put my phone away, made eye contact, and truly listened. I asked questions, not out of obligation, but out of genuine curiosity. The transformation was immediate. My friend opened up more, and our conversation reached depths it hadn't before. It was a raw, honest exchange, and it felt incredible. But practicing genuine presence isn't just about putting away distractions. It's about being mentally and emotionally available. It means setting aside your own agenda and truly tuning into the other person. This can be controversial because it forces you to confront your own discomfort and insecurities. It requires you to be vulnerable and honest, not just with others, but with yourself. I remember another time at work. We were in a high-stakes meeting and a junior colleague was presenting. Most people were half listening, more focused on their own tasks. I decided to be fully present. I gave her my undivided attention, nodding and responding thoughtfully. Afterwards, she thanked me, saying it was the first time she felt truly heard in a meeting. That moment taught me that presence isn't just about being there physically. It's about creating a space where others feel valued and respected. Here's the deep message. Genuine presence is a gift. In a world where everyone is vying for attention, giving someone your full focus is an act of love and respect. It says, "You matter to me." This isn't always easy, and it's not always comfortable. You'll have to face your own fears of vulnerability and your addiction to distraction. But the rewards are profound. Practicing genuine presence transforms not only your relationships, but also yourself. It makes you more empathetic, more understanding, and more connected to the world around you. It's a journey of self-discovery and growth, one that challenges you to be your most authentic self. So, next time you're with someone, put away your phone, clear your mind of distractions, look them in the eyes, listen with your heart, and engage fully. It might feel uncomfortable at first, but remember that real connection requires real presence. By being genuinely present, you make people feel incredible around you, and you discover the true depth of human connection. 2. Show empathy and compassion. For a long time, I struggled with empathy. I was so focused on my own goals and challenges that I rarely took the time to understand what others were going through. I believed that everyone should just toughen up and handle their own problems. But life has a way of humbling you. My wake-up call came when I hit rock bottom. I was going through a particularly tough time, struggling with work, relationships, and my own mental health. During this period, I experienced firsthand the pain of feeling misunderstood and unsupported. It was then that I stumbled upon Marcus Aurelius's teachings. His words about tolerance and self-discipline resonated deeply with me. I realized that I had been strict with others and lenient with myself, when it should have been the other way around. This revelation was a turning point. I decided to start practicing empathy and compassion, not just as abstract virtues, but as daily habits. One of the first steps I took was to listen more and talk less. I remember a specific instance with a friend who was going through a tough divorce. My initial reaction was to give advice and try to fix things for her. But this time, I chose a different approach. I simply listened. I let her vent, cry, and express her pain without interrupting. Instead of offering solutions, I offered my presence and understanding. After she finished, she thanked me for just being there. She said it was the first time she felt truly heard in months. That moment taught me that sometimes the greatest gift we can give is our silent, compassionate presence. Empathy also means being able to put yourself in someone else's shoes, even if their experiences are vastly different from your own. I had a colleague who was always late and seemed disorganized. My first reaction was to judge him and label him as unprofessional. But when I took the time to understand his situation, I learned that he was caring for a sick parent and juggling multiple responsibilities. This knowledge changed my perspective entirely. Instead of being critical, I offered my support and understanding. This not only improved our working relationship, but also made him feel valued and respected. Compassion goes beyond empathy. It's about taking action to alleviate the suffering of others. This can be controversial in a world that often encourages looking out for oneself first. But true compassion requires us to extend ourselves for the benefit of others. I remember volunteering at a local shelter and feeling overwhelmed by the sheer amount of need. Initially, I felt helpless and questioned whether my small efforts would make any difference. But as I continued to show up and offer my help, I saw the impact of small acts of kindness. One day, a young woman at the shelter thanked me for simply treating her with dignity and respect. Her words reinforced that compassion, no matter how small, can have a profound impact. Here's the deep message. Empathy and compassion are not just about making others feel good. They're about recognizing our shared humanity. They remind us that we are all interconnected and that our well-being is tied to the well-being of others. In practicing empathy and compassion, we create a ripple effect of kindness and understanding that extends far beyond our immediate interactions. To cultivate empathy and compassion, start by listening with an open heart. Don't rush to judge or fix. Acknowledge others' feelings and validate their experiences. Remember that everyone is fighting their own battles, often hidden from view. Your empathy can be a source of immense comfort and strength to them. In your daily life, look for opportunities to practice compassion. It doesn't have to be grand gestures. Small acts of kindness can make a big difference. Offer a helping hand, a kind word, or a listening ear. By doing so, you create an environment where people feel seen, understood, and valued. 3. Be authentic and humble. Authenticity resonates deeply. As Epictetus advised, first say to yourself what you would be, and then do what you have to do. Being true to yourself and embracing humility in your interactions can have a profound impact on your relationships. Authenticity and humility create a space of mutual respect and trust, allowing for genuine connections to flourish. Let me share how embracing these qualities has transformed my interactions and why they're so essential, even when they're challenging. For a long time, I believed that I had to project a certain image to be liked and respected. I thought that showing vulnerability or admitting mistakes would make me appear weak. So, I put on a facade, pretending to have it all together, masking my insecurities and shortcomings. However, this inauthenticity only created distance between me and others. People sensed that something was off, and it prevented us from forming deep, meaningful connections. Everything changed when I decided to embrace authenticity. I started by reflecting on who I truly was and what values mattered most to me. I realized that being genuine meant showing my true self, including my strengths and my flaws. It meant admitting when I was wrong and being open about my struggles and uncertainties. One of the first times I practiced this was during a team meeting at work. I had made a significant mistake on a project, and instead of trying to cover it up or shift the blame, I decided to own up to it. I openly admitted my error, explained what I had learned from it, and asked for my team's support in fixing it. To my surprise, instead of judging me, my colleagues appreciated my honesty and rallied around to help. This moment of vulnerability not only resolved the issue, but also strengthened our team's trust and cohesion. But let's be honest, being authentic can be controversial and uncomfortable. In a world that often rewards perfection and penalizes mistakes, showing your true self can feel risky. You might face criticism, rejection, or even ridicule. Yet, it's this very vulnerability that fosters deeper connections. When you show your true self, you give others permission to do the same, creating a space where everyone feels safe to be who they are. Humility goes hand in hand with authenticity. It's about recognizing that we are all imperfect and that we all have something to learn from one another. Humility involves acknowledging your limitations and being open to feedback and growth. It's about putting others before yourself and valuing their contributions and perspectives. Being humble also means giving credit where it's due. Celebrate others' achievements and acknowledge their efforts. By doing so, you uplift them and create a culture of mutual respect and appreciation. I made it a point to highlight the contributions of my team members publicly, ensuring that they knew their hard work was recognized and valued. This practice not only boosted their morale, but also fostered a more collaborative and positive work environment. Here's the deep message. Authenticity and humility are not just about how others perceive you. They're about how you perceive yourself. They require you to face your fears, insecurities, and ego. They demand that you be honest with yourself about who you are and who you aspire to be. This journey of self-discovery and acceptance is transformative. It makes you more resilient, compassionate, and connected to the world around you. 4. Encourage and empower. Marcus Aurelius once said, "What we do now echoes in eternity." Encouragement and empowerment are vital components of making others feel incredible around you. When you uplift and empower others, you create a positive, supportive environment that fosters growth, confidence, and mutual respect. Let me share how embracing these principles has transformed my interactions and why they are so crucial, even when they come with their own set of challenges. I used to be a person who was so focused on my own achievements that I often overlooked the potential in those around me. I thought that by pushing myself to the forefront, I could lead by example. However, I soon realized that true leadership and meaningful connections are built on lifting others up, not overshadowing them. My wake-up call came during a project at work. I was leading a team and was so focused on meeting our targets that I micromanaged every detail. I believed that by controlling every aspect, I could ensure success. But instead, my team felt stifled and undervalued. One day, a junior team member approached me, visibly frustrated, and said, "I feel like my ideas don't matter here." That hit me hard. I had been so absorbed in my own vision that I failed to recognize and nurture the potential in my team. From that moment, I decided to change my approach. I started by genuinely listening to my team members, encouraging them to share their ideas and insights. I empowered them by delegating responsibilities and trusting them to take ownership of their tasks. The transformation was remarkable. Not only did our project succeed, but my team members also grew more confident and motivated. They felt valued and appreciated, which fostered a more collaborative and innovative environment. Encouragement and empowerment go beyond just professional settings. They are equally important in personal relationships. I remember a time when a close friend of mine was going through a tough period, doubting his abilities and potential. Instead of offering platitudes or dismissing his concerns, I chose to remind him of his strengths and past achievements. I encouraged him to pursue his passions and take small steps towards his goals. Seeing his confidence slowly rebuild and watching him take charge of his life was incredibly rewarding. It reinforced the power of encouragement and the profound impact it can have on someone's life. However, let's be real. Encouraging and empowering others isn't always easy. It requires patience, selflessness, and a willingness to step back and let others shine. It can be controversial because it challenges the conventional notion of success being a solo achievement. True empowerment means recognizing that our greatest successes often come from collective effort and shared growth. Here's the deep message. Encouragement and empowerment are acts of generosity and love. They require you to look beyond your own ambitions and see the potential in others. By lifting others up, you create a ripple effect of positivity and growth that extends far beyond your immediate interactions. This ripple effect not only transforms those around you, but also enriches your own life in profound ways. To cultivate encouragement and empowerment, Start by actively listening to those around you. Recognize their strengths and potential, and let them know you believe in them. Offer genuine praise and constructive feedback. Create opportunities for them to take on responsibilities and grow. Celebrate their successes and be there to support them through challenges. Encouraging and empowering others also means being a role model. Show them what is possible through your actions and attitude. Be the person who inspires others to believe in themselves and reach for their dreams. Remember, your words and actions can leave a lasting impact, echoing in the lives of those you touch. Reflecting on these four secrets, practicing genuine presence, showing empathy and compassion, being authentic and humble, encouraging and empowering others, has been a transformative journey for me. These principles, rooted in the wisdom of the Stoics, have not only deepened my relationships, but have also enriched my own life in ways I never imagined. When I first started this journey, I was skeptical. Could these ancient teachings really make a difference in my modern, hectic life? I soon realized that these principles are timeless because they speak to the very essence of what it means to be human. They remind us that, at our core, we are all seeking connection, understanding, and a sense of belonging. These secrets are not quick fixes or superficial strategies. They require genuine effort, self-reflection, and a commitment to personal growth. But the rewards are profound. By practicing genuine presence, I've learned to truly see and appreciate the people around me. By showing empathy and compassion, I've built deeper, more meaningful connections. By being authentic and humble, I've created a space of trust and mutual respect. And by encouraging and empowering others, I've witnessed the incredible potential that lies within each person. Let's be real, we live in a world that often prioritizes success, status, and superficial connections. It's easy to get caught up in the hustle and forget the importance of genuine human interactions. But the Stoics teach us that true fulfillment comes from our relationships and the impact we have on others. It's about leaving a legacy of kindness, understanding, and empowerment. Imagine a world where everyone practiced these principles, a world where we all showed up for each other with genuine presence, empathy, authenticity, and humility. A world where we lifted each other up and empowered one another to reach our fullest potential. This vision may seem idealistic, but it starts with each one of us making a conscious choice to embody these values in our daily lives. Thank you for joining me on this exploration of the Stoic principles and their profound impact on our relationships. May these teachings inspire you to create deeper, more meaningful connections. And may you find joy and fulfillment in making others feel incredible around you.